ShadowKit.net's official podcast. I'm Amy.
I'm Nate.
I'm Mandy.
This is episode 5 of Bury You Guys. We're halfway to the double digits. What do you guys think of that?
Pretty awesome.
Isn't that pretty cool? We should have a party at double digits. We can get all whimsical and be like, remember 10 episodes ago?
Have a party at St. Vladimir's.
Totally. And yeah. I can send you in the nose, Mandy, just so you know, the Vampire Academy theme.
Or we can go to Palm Springs.
Oh, that'll work too. That'll be so fun. I've never been to California before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to go there one time.
Should. So, Mandy, you want to get the news?
Sure. So, in the last few weeks, the official Vampire Academy movie page has been releasing their fan casting polls. So far, they have released Rose, Dimitri, Lissa, Christian, Mia, Mason, Victor, Natalie, Janine, Abe, Adrian, and Queen Tatiana. Each character, except Rose, who had 17, had a list of 10 choices compiled from fan suggestions on the official Vampire Academy movie's own thoughts. They release a new pair every Monday, and you can vote for one person per character, but you can always change your choice. So, what do you guys think about that?
I will admit that
I think it was pretty nice.
Really? I don't know. I get excited for, the first 5 minutes, and then I'm like, well, I really couldn't be bothered to research half of these people right now. I'll do it later, and then I don't. I think I stopped at, Victor and Natalie.
I don't even remember the last one I voted for. I think I did one.
Yeah, I mean, there's,
I've done all of them.
There's so many choices, and I get so confused, and I'm like, okay, I'll do this later on, and I don't. And then I feel like a bad fan.
I've done all of them.
Well, they only could one out of us, I guess. But do you, think that they're making it more exciting, or just kind of oh my gosh, can you just give us news already and stop posting these things?
I think it would depend on who you talk to about that. Because really, everyone has their own opinion, and personally, I'm not too fond of it, but...
You guys think that, that there would be a good chance for the people that everybody choose that got the most would be in it, or what?
Oh my god, I hope not.
It would...
No, that. I don't like most of, the main choices. So I really would rather if they not go with that.
See, I mean, it would also depend on their budget, too.
It depends on what kind of studio they get.
Do they already have a studio, or... Sorry, I've been out of the loop lately.
Yeah, so they don't have a studio yet. They're still searching. And there hasn't been, any type of news for a really long time.
All right.
It's kind of getting frustrating. They started the teasers with, little polls, and I was like, okay, this will be exciting. And then I'm just like, oh my gosh, please, movie news.
Oh, come on, you still have Bloodlines to look forward to.
I know, but it's not the same. Okay, well, but still, you know what I mean?
I'm sitting here trying not to make a comment.
Don't make a comment. You better.
Don't make a comment.
I won't.
I've already warned you that if you spoil anything, I'm going to kill you.
I know.
Alrighty, you gonna get the next story?
Yep. Alright, the official Bloodline, the Bloodline's official Facebook page has wrapped up their Bloodline's character teaser trailers. They had trailers for Dimitri, Rose, Adrian, Sydney, and Jill. They were actually acting out scenes, though. It was more of them playing a voiceover of lines, the actor recording over little clips of them in character along with some background music.
What did you guys think of the little character trailer? Did you watch them?
I watched...
I mean, they were nice.
I watched a couple of them, but...
I had said I wasn't...
Yeah, they weren't the best.
But Because, like, I remember during Last Sacrifice, I was like, I'm not watching any of these trailers, and I didn't. But I ended up watching these ones. And,
see,
I mean, they were okay.
See, I don't remember any of the character ones. But the one that was with the Bloodlines trailer. Or the Bloodlines trailer that was with the chapters.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
That one, I liked it, but after finding out, like, what the book was about, it was more like Sydney's looking everywhere, she's seeing all the stuff, but it's not really there.
In the trailer.
In the trailer.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to watch the trailer. And I was like, I'm not sure I even want to watch the trailer, because this one seems more like the ones that they had for Last Sacrifice in the character trailers was, or were. So I was like, I'm not sure if I want to do that or not.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't recommend watching the trailer for that.
Okay, then I'm
going to
stay far, far away.
All right.
Yeah.
Next
what
one?
What did you think of their accents in the character trailer?
I actually thought that they were pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, they did a good job on
it. I thought they were pretty good. The only one I had issues with, sorry, Sydney.
Really?
As a person from Utah, that's not the accent.
Well, I mean, you can't really expect someone from Australia to get the Utah accent.
You know? Oh, yes, you can get someone from Utah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Dimitri's was... Dimitri's was, you know, a tough one also. I didn't really like his, you know, accent.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they were all... They were good, but I could still hear, like, the Australian in it. I know there are a lot of Australian fans that were saying that their accents were, like, so perfect, and I'm like, maybe because they're Australian that they don't really know the American accent as well as if they had lived here, but
yeah,
I thought that they were kind of going overboard with the bit, but their accents were okay.
Yeah.
Next story.
Okay. Entertainmentweekly.com, EW.com. posted the first four chapters of Bloodlines, along with a sneak peek of the Bloodlines trailer. Have you guys read the chapters?
No, I haven't.
No.
But, it came with Nate. I think that you can say what you like to say on the first four chapters.
On the first four chapters, okay.
Yes, it's okay with Nate.
Are you okay with it, Nate?
Yeah, it's cool. Go ahead.
All right.
Make sure you know where the four chapters are.
I know. I have my book with me. I'm looking it up right now where they end. Okay, here's the thing. I started reading the first four chapters the morning before I got my book. So I could go from the chapters that I have read. I was at work for like 2 hours, and then I went to go get my book.
Well, that makes sense, because you're going to kick soon, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, and the only thing I can say about the first couple of chapters, the alchemists, are... Oh, I'm trying to think of a nice way to say this. They're not people I would want to associate myself with.
Yeah, I think from the first chapter we could tell that they were not going to be... people anybody would want to associate with.
Yeah. See, they don't get worse and worse, but they... I'm trying to say this without... Sydney's dad is just the biggest... He bugged me the entire first chapter. But, where they ended... the teaser was not, or where they ended the first four chapters, the end of chapter four, was not a place I would have enjoyed stopping at. I will admit that. It was a good place to stop, but it just left you with more questions than answers.
Yeah, well, that's expected. I mean, four chapters and a little ways to go, so... they would obviously have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I mean, you do, in those first four chapters, though, you do get a lot of people who, you do get to see a lot of old faces, you get to see new faces.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Alrighty. Next news article. Okay, this is exciting. Here at ShadowKiss.net, we recently had an exclusive interview with the lovely Daisy Masterman who portrays Sydney Sage in the Bloodlines character trailers. It was an amazing interview. Daisy's answers were great, and it was a good read. The interview just went live a few days ago, so check it out if you haven't. Did you guys like the interview?
Yeah, it was fun doing that. She's really sweet, and it worked out really nicely. Did you guys read it?
I skimmed it.
Yeah, I read it a little bit. I think it was cool that she did that.
Yeah, she was really nice about it, and it wasn't, like, a big deal or anything like that. And her answers, like, you could tell that she thought them out and was just, like, the first thing that came to her mind.
Yeah. Alright, last piece of news. The official Bloodlines website launched a cool tattoo generator where you can get your own virtual Vampire Academy tattoo. You just upload a picture, answer a few questions, and you get your tattoo. Head on over to the bloodlineseries.com and get yours now. Don't forget to tag us in your picture when you do. Have you guys done it?
Yeah, I did it. I didn't actually, like, get on the picture because I couldn't find a picture that would work well with it, but I did it. I got it, the Alchemist one.
Same.
Yeah. What about you, Nate?
I haven't done it yet. I'm probably going to do it, though. I just haven't gotten to it, but I'm going to. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And the tattoos, like, if you look at the pictures that some people have posted, don't actually enlarge them. They are pretty real. Then once you enlarge it, you can have it there. Virtual, but
yeah.
Before that, pretty cool. Okay.
Hey, Amy, I have a question for you.
What's the question?
Would you ever get the Alchemist tattoo in real life?
No. I will never, ever get a tattoo.
Really?
No.
Ah, you're no fun.
Yeah, I mean, my parents would murder me, and two, I can't deal with that kind of pain. Like, I would freak out.
Yeah, I think the pain's the only thing keeping me from a tattoo right now.
Yeah. What about you? Did you ever get one?
I would, yeah.
I'm not sure I would get it on my cheek.
Yeah, that's a bit of a very open place for a tattoo.
And especially in Utah. Yeah, that's really bad. Alright, do we want to move on to the main discussion?
Yep. Okay, so today we have a great main discussion, and that's going to be our theories about Bloodlines. And Mandy has already read Bloodlines because she's got, like, a magical bookstore or something. So Nate and I will be giving our theories, and Mandy will be giving us her thoughts on the book in general, with no spoilers, because she's going to die.
Can I give my thoughts really quick and then let you guys go? I have two words to say. Just two words. Yes.
I knew it.
The two words are Adrian Ivashkov. Oh my god. Laura freaked out because I told her something that I can't really say because most people haven't read it, but she was just like, I never thought I would hear you say that.
Oh my gosh. I'm so tempted to be like, what is it? But
I'll tell you after if you really want to know.
I'll think about it. I'm going to try to keep myself in so good if I can't handle it. Just tell me.
I'll tell you after you read the book.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you do. All right. Okay, so, Nate, do you have any theories?
Man, I've been thinking about it all day. Nothing's really come to mind, but what I do think is that Adrian are going to get together.
Who?
I think everybody thought that one. Like, in their mind. I really want them to get... I think Sydney would be really good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that it is going to be a good book, and from the countdown that Bloodline, the official page on Facebook has been doing, they've been giving good quotes also with it.
So. Oh, yeah. The quotes they thought are really good. Especially that last edit. That was really good.
Which one was it? The,
Okay, the last Eddie teaser trailer quote, he wasn't in the trailer, but the last teaser quote for Eddie was, Eddie appeared in the doorway, a silver stake in his hand. Eddie charged in and simply went for, ...
Oh, okay. I remember that one. Do either of you have any ideas on who you think he's aiming for?
I think it's probably a threat for Jill.
Okay, I'm trying to think, but I can't think of anybody that Eddie would be going for. No. But you're making it seem like we do know this person, Mandy.
Eh.
Okay. Well, that was a test of your non-spoiling skills you passed. That's an actual question.
That's good.
He wouldn't. Unless, like, Adrian completely pissed him off. I mean, he wouldn't go towards Adrian. And he wouldn't go towards Sydney and Jill. Oh my gosh, maybe he's trying to stab that Keith character. That would be awesome.
I'm seriously, like, covering my mouth right now to keep myself from saying anything.
Okay. I think that we need to move past Eddie's quote because this isn't going to end well.
No, it will.
Because a couple weeks ago, or almost a month ago now, the official Bloodline Facebook page, they had posted a picture and, like, a post about their Bloodline book club that they're going to be starting. And with it came the little picture, and they had, like, their sticky notes sticking all over the place out of the Bloodline book, and it says Abe, and then it says 8, like, out on one of the sticky notes. So I think Abe is coming in Chapter 8. And I know Mandy's not going to say anything. Again, you're not furthering this discussion very much now, are you?
I can't.
I know. Nate?
Not really. Like I said, didn't really get much theories.
Yeah, there's really not much to go on in general. But I think
it's not because it's, you know, a new series. So,
yeah, there's not, like, anything that we can go off of from, like, the last book. But
yeah, and it's, like, a new point of view, so...
Yeah.
It's a new point of view, but it's the same world and the same characters.
Well...
That's true.
I think, from the same picture, that Adrian and Sydney are going to, like, hook up at somewhere towards the end of the book. I can't tell from the picture, but it's in the back. It's gonna happen, I'm telling you. I'm telling you not to say anything. Now I'm giving you permission. Don't even answer that at all.
I'm not going to.
I really don't think that there are that many theories other than the usual Sydney and Abe. Sydney and Abe, oh my gosh, that's wrong. Sydney and Adrian.
Okay, I have a question for you guys.
What?
Do you think that anything from the Vampire Academy series will be in the Bloodlines books?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think that the fact that, you know, Jill is a water user, or Sydney's past with Abe and why she owes him, do you think any of that?
I think all of that will be there. I mean...
Yeah.
I think definitely the thing with Sydney and Abe.
Do you think that like any of the other elements will come into play?
I really don't know, because other than Jill and Adrian, those are the only Moroi we know that are there. I think Michelle said on the little live chat she had over Project Paranormal yesterday that they would be meeting some new Moroi, so I mean maybe there'll be more elements flying around.
Yeah, no, but I mean, with Adrian being a spirit user, do you think that'll be touched on more?
Yeah, I think since Melissa's not there to focus on all the spirit craziness, they're definitely going to put that on Adrian now. Maybe, because, you know, Adrian isn't that powerful because of all his alcohol and his cigarettes, so maybe, unless he kind of tones that down to help Jill, but I doubt it. Adrian's an alcoholic.
Nate, do you think any of that will come into play?
I think for sure it will. Elements, I don't know how that will be put in there because they are going to be at a human school, so I don't know how that's going to be going into place. I think we will probably find out the situation that happened with Elizabeth and Cindy. I hope we do, because still haven't found that out. So.
Yeah, I'd be really mad if we just find that out in this book. That thing's driving me crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
I think also that Rose and Dimitri are going to end up there. Well, I don't really know why Dimitri would be there, but I think Rose is going to be there to save Adrian or something of the sort. There was something from the Adrian teaser trailer that it was a Rose line that made it seem as if she had come to save him. I think it's going to be a Rose-Adrian showdown or something of the sort.
You said that I could comment on the first four chapters, right?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to regret saying this.
No, I will say that Rose does appear within the first four chapters.
Oh, that's really soon. Mindy, you're going to tempt me, and then we're going to finish recording this, and I'm going to go and read the first four chapters.
You should.
This is a very dangerous discussion.
I'm not spoiling anything.
You're not spoiling it, but it's like I'm analyzing every word that comes out of your mouth. Okay. Nate, any more theories before we move out of this discussion?
Not that I can think of now.
Can I give you a theory?
No, I can't give us a theory either. That would not be a theory. That would either be a fact or playing us. Then we're going to read it thinking it's happening.
I have a theory that Sydney's dad is a jerk.
Oh, really, Mindy? I didn't realize.
I have a theory that you're going to like this book and you're going to be as... You're going to want the next one as soon as you're done.
Well, then maybe I should just wait till the next one comes out and then read it.
Oh, trust me. It's when it's sitting right next to you, it's too tempting not to read.
I could just not buy it, Mandy. Do you think I have enough self-control?
I don't know if you have enough self-control.
I really don't.
Especially considering that Laura, Katie, and I have all now read it.
Yeah, which is completely unfair.
Amy and I have decided that we should find a new system where I'm able to send my book through the computers.
Yes.
And give it to her.
She's been taunting me to bring the book up, the video camera, and showing it to me and deciding for us to open it to read pages.
One random page!
Okay, yeah, well, one page is a lot, okay? There's a lot of words to fit onto one page. Thank you very much. There was something I said I was going to tell all the viewers about you, but I don't remember what it is now.
Oh, I know what it was.
What was it?
It was the fact that I was, like, halfway through the book, got curious, and read the last sentence.
Can you believe that? Who does stuff like that? That is just the worst thing, in my opinion, that you can do when you're reading a book. I take it to the extreme of actually taking a piece of paper when I'm on the last page and covering it and reading it line by line. You don't do that, Mandy.
The thing was, I read the last line and it really didn't, it didn't register until I finally got to the end.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for cheating. Isn't there a proverb about that? Cheaters never win or prosper something?
I don't know. Probably.
I think we should move on now.
Before I end up spoiling anything for you?
Yeah.
Each week we discuss a different character from Vampire Cat, and this week we'll be talking about the new people for it. Dmitri, also known as Dmika or Commander, is a vampire of Russian origin. Born in Via Siberia, Dmitri grew up with his mother, grandmother, and three sisters in a vampire community. When he was 13, Dmitri beat up his Mori father for beating his mother. Taking the expected career path as a guardian, Dmitri graduated and became guardian to his old home. However, one day while Dmitri was not on duty, his Mori was killed, and Dmitri was left without a charge. He was then hired by the Academy and was part of the team that brought Rose and Lissa back to the camp. When he's not being a badass, he majorly enjoys reading old Western novels and listening to country and 1980s music.
Alright, this is going to be me having listened to the audiobooks and correcting pronunciation, but it's Dimka, Comrade, and Zeklos.
Gosh, Mandy.
Sorry.
No, you did it cool.
Okay. So, Mandy, what do you think about Dimitri?
Dimitri. Pass.
What?
Pass.
You're all over Adrian now.
Pass. No, okay, I met all through Vampire Academy. I loved Dimitri's character. But after reading Bloodlines, I don't know.
Well, talk about Vampire Academy.
Vampire Academy, okay. Okay, yes.
Get out of the Bloodlines world.
I'm sorry if I read it before you. No, okay, Vampire Academy. I loved, I like the tall, dark, mysterious guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just seeing it from Rose's point of view and having her be so in love with him.
I don't think so. I mean, he's Dimitri. He's, funny, but he's quiet. And he reads a lot. I mean...
I know, right? Who wouldn't like a person who read a lot?
I know, maybe he should kind of get out of the span of Western novels and branch out a bit, but at least he's reading.
I liked learning about him. He was interesting.
Yeah, the only thing that I would say that I did not like about Dimitri, he was so... I mean, it's supposed to be a good thing, but he was so righteous, and it would get so annoying at times. I'm like, Dimitri, goodness gracious, loosen up a bit.
You mean with Rose and everything?
Yeah, with Rose, and then when he came back from being Strigoi, it was just way too over the top. Oh my gosh, she's being such a drama queen.
See, with that, I think he was more scared of the fact that, you know, I was a Strigoi, I did all these horrible things.
Yeah, but the thing is, he knows very well that if Rose was going to return to Strigoi and she came, he would not have let her act that way.
Yeah.
He has the right to act that way.
That is true.
He wouldn't have accepted anybody else acting that way. He would have told them all that it wasn't their fault and they had no control over it, yet he was still blaming himself for it.
But the thing was, it wasn't someone else. It was him.
I know, but the fact that he should have... He's Dimitri, okay? He's known thinking logically 24/7, and then he just had, a book or half a book, pretty much, where he's just acting crazy. I don't think so. Where does that come from?
But think about this. You grow up figuring, hey, you have to protect someone. They come first. You die to protect them, but you're still alive without your soul. And then you get your soul back, but you can remember every single bad thing that you did while you were soulless.
I know, but I'm not saying that he shouldn't feel guilty, he shouldn't have gone to the extent that he went to. Do you see how Sonya handled it? She handled it, really well. She obviously felt guilty, but she didn't, completely beat herself up about it like Dimitri did.
Yeah.
I think the reason why Dimitri took it so hard was because it involved Rose. That's why it probably hit him as far.
Yeah, true. I guess so. I just didn't like to see him being such a jerk to Rose. It does make sense.
I liked learning about his family. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, his family was really cool.
Yeah.
I thought Victoria was a good drama queen, though, but okay. What did you guys think of his family?
I loved his grandmother.
Yeah, she was awesome. I loved the part where Rose was leaving their house, and she was telling her that she can't speak English, but it avoids stupid conversation if she acts like she doesn't. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's the coolest person ever.
I loved Dimitri's nephew.
Oh my gosh, yes, he's so adorable. And his family, when they were telling the stories about him, of when he used to get married to his older sister's doll. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot picture Dimitri doing that.
But think about it. He was the only guy in the family.
I know, but still, he's Dimitri. I mean, kind of odd. I can't picture that. I want Rose to ask him about that and see what his reaction is.
That would be the best outtake.
Maybe they'll mention it in the short story about Rose and Dimitri going into the family.
Maybe. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I wonder how, like, that's going to happen. Are they having a vacation, or where's Calista and Christian? Kind of just left behind?
Well, the thing I want to know is, well, it would be set after Last Sacrifice.
Yeah. And so Calista and Christian's guardian. So, if they, like, just go on a vacation to Siberia, but what happens to Calista and Christian?
But like they said, they don't need... They don't need a guardian at every minute because there are so many guardians and it's so well protected.
I know, but still, Rose and Dimitri are Rose and Dimitri. They don't really seem like the kind of people who are going to go on a vacation to Siberia and leave their charges behind, especially after what happened the last time Dimitri took a vacation and left his charge behind.
Lissa will probably force them.
What, is she going to compel them?
Yes.
That would not be well. But they would both be pretty pissed if she did that. I just want to see how that happens. I just really can't see them taking a vacation without Lissa and Christian. So I'll just see how that works out. I'm sure there'll be a reasonable way it'll go. Or maybe Dimitri will just miss his family so much, he'll decide to take a vacation.
I mean, it would be the first time he saw his family since before he was turned into a Strigoi.
Yeah. They'd all be really happy to see him, not Strigoi.
I think they'd freak out because Rose had told them, hey, yeah, he's a Strigoi, he's dead.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure Yiva would have realized that he's no longer a Strigoi because she knew that he was.
Maybe.
Well, Dimitri's awesome in general. Not be so antisocial, though. That's not very good. If you prefer him antisocial or more how he is when he's just with Rose.
I'm trying to think of an answer to that.
I think it's better when he's just with Rose because if he's not, he's kind of scary. Well, for people, you know, not scary, but it's intimidating.
Yeah. Nate, what do you think of him?
I think a good guy, you know, sacrifices his life every day and he takes his job very seriously. So I don't really have anything bad to say about him, no. At all.
I don't think anybody has like anything legitimately bad to say about him.
Okay, here's a question for you though. What do you think happened with Spirit and turning Dimitri back into a Dompierre?
I think that was really cool, and that's actually the only reason I continued reading when I got to Shadow Kiss and that happened, because I was just so depressed and I was like, okay, well, then it came to me, I was like, well, what's the Spirit is there, and if she can bring somebody back from the dead completely, there should be a way she should be able to bring a Strigoi back to life. I didn't think it was going to be as complicated as what they did, but I was like, okay, well, if there's that little bit of a chance, I'm going to read, so I can continue reading.
I feel like I have to choose my words so carefully.
Why? This is Vampire Academy you're talking about.
I know, but still.
I don't think you have to choose your words that carefully, Mandy.
If you don't want anything spoiled, I do.
Good God. Alrighty. Should we move on from Dimitri now?
Alright. Next, we're going to do a game called Back to Vampire Academy. Whatever I throw out there. Could be a saying, could be a word, could be two words, three words, four words. It doesn't even matter. Whatever I throw out there, you have to relate back to Vampire Academy. Using one word per step each way. So an example would be chemical. Chemical, alchemy, Sydney, Vampire Academy.
Okay, got it.
All right, how about Amy? You want to go first?
Why is it always me?
Because I like to pick on you.
Okay, go on.
All right. See, Pocahontas.
Oh, good. Oh my gosh. I was not expecting that. Man, I was like, I'm gonna be so good at this. about you move on to Nate and then come back to Amy?
No.
I'm good.
Okay. Pocahontas. I can't think of everything I know about Pocahontas. I never liked that movie.
I loved the movie.
I was like, it did not have a happy ending for me. And I'm like, you're a Disney movie. You need to get it together and have a happy ending. I'm trying to, like, think of the name. What was that guy's name? The main guy with Ronald. What's his name? John?
Yeah.
Is there any John in Vampire Academy?
You wish.
His name should have been Jack, and then it could have been, like, Jack and Jill. Okay. I, like, guessed the quote better. Oh, my God.
Do you want me to give you another one?
Then maybe you should give me another one, and then maybe I can just maybe tweet my response later on. And then I won't be a failure. Okay, give me another one.
All right. Chairman.
Chairman. Council. Vampire Academy. Does that make sense?
No.
I know what I mean in my head, but I don't think it came out right. I can't think of a way to phrase it with one word per step. Oh my gosh, Mandy, you're so evil. It's not right. Chairman, council, court, Vampire Academy? That still doesn't make sense, does it? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Chairman, council, that actually does make sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yes. Next, Nate.
Next is me?
Yeah, Nate, you try it.
Okay. Nate, Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Oh my god, I know it! Or no one. Well, thanks a lot.
What?
You gave him a good one. You gave me Pocahontas.
I'm not really getting anything.
Do you want to help him, Amy?
Okay. It wasn't what Mandy came up with, but I said Phoenix, Crow, Lisa, Vampire Academy.
No, you said Phoenix, Bird.
Bird, Crow, the Vampire Academy. Because remember, she had healed that bird, the crow, at the beginning of Vampire Academy. Well, she brought it back to life, remember? And then it was Shadow Kissed by Rose.
Yeah, okay.
But that was, Mandy had a different one.
Mine was Phoenix, Fire, Element, Vampire Academy. Alright, Amy, do you have one for me?
Perfume.
Perfume?
Yeah.
Perfume, fragrance, rose, Vampire Academy.
Oh, good. That's not what I was thinking of. That's a good one. Better than mine.
Perfume, Adrian, Court.
Oh, that's really good. I didn't even think of Adrian.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Like, he gave her all those the perfume.
I really wish I had gotten the Pocahontas. Mandy, do you want to give the answer? Because I really don't think
that. Yeah. Okay, well, I was thinking Pocahontas, Forest, Earth, Vampire Academy.
Next time. I'll do better next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes and Podomatic.com. You can also leave us a comment. You can email us at brewery@shadowcase.net if you have any questions and suggestions or you want to be a guest host. Don't forget to check out the 30 Days of Bloodlines, which is the biggest countdown to Bloodlines around with us and many other Vampire Academy sites. There are loads of great goodies to be won, so head on over to shadowcase.net to find out more information. The countdown is almost over, and Bloodlines will be here soon. Until next time, guys, I'm Amy.
I'm Nate.
I'm Mandy.
We'll see you all next time on episode 6.
Looking around my room and
I just got one for Pocahontas.
What?
Okay, Pocahontas. No, but that I don't know how to kill. I was gonna like make it like the, you know, the forest around, because they live in like the middle of a forest in Pocahontas, and they do in St. Vlad too.
Pocahontas, but, forest.
Yeah, see, I can't think of, like, a one-word way to say that.
I know it. Can I tell you it?
The Pocahontas?
Yeah.
No, I still feel like a failure.
Oh, fine.
Tell me. But, okay, for before Nate gets stuck on, is his... What did you give him? I totally blanked out.
Phoenix,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Phoenix, bird, crow, vampire academy. Or crow with the vampire academy.
I was totally thinking Phoenix, fire, element, vampire academy.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm still trying to remember, like, the details of Pocahontas, but, you know, it's something, the elements popped into my mind, but I can't think, like, I lost it before I could fully know what I was going to say.
I'm seriously looking around the room. I have Pocahontas sitting around. I have, like, all these books and movies. My Harry Potter. I have the,
Oh my gosh, you know what would have been funny?
What?
If you had said relate Harry Potter back to Vampire Academy.
Oh my god.
That would have been so funny.
Can that be mine?
Oh, that's not fair. Dang it, fine. You suck, Mandy. I had to think of a way. I have to think of a way to get back to Harry.
Okay, I got it.
Do you?
I do.
You want to tell me now? I think on my own. Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to say, like, okay.
Harry Potter.
Burrow, fire, element, vampire academy.
I have a better one.
Oh, well, fine then.
Harry Potter, lightning, storm, rain, water, element.
That's so much better, Mandy.
I was totally thinking, okay, what does Harry Potter have? Harry Potter, Diagon Alley, shopping. Crap, what's that place?
Missoula?
Missoula. Vampire Academy.
Oh, this is going to be fun. let's see. There's probably, like, a bunch of ways you could do this.
Albus Dumbledore to Vampire Academy.
Wait, okay. Albus Dumbledore, old Victor.
Okay. Albus Dumbledore, Grindelwald, evil, Strigoi, Vampire Academy.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay, well, that's
going to
be easy. I was
going to
say, do Ron. Ron, Ginger, Mason, Vampire Academy.
Mason's Ginger?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shows you how much I pay attention.
Okay.
Hermione.
I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it and then not be able to think of anything.
Who?
Hermione. Reading. Western. Dimitri Vampire Academy.
There you go.
Yes. Well, I hope we have some Harry Potter listeners in here.
I know, right? Severus Snape. Potions. Chemistry. Alchemy.
Yes.
Sydney Vampire Academy. McGonagall.
I was going to say Flitwick. Mia, Vampire Academy.
So mean! How about McGonagall?
McGonagall, Strict, Dan, Vampire Academy.
That works. How about Ministry of Magic? No. Ministry of Magic Court, Vampire Academy, that doesn't work.
You could do Ministry of Magic, Government, Court, Vampire Academy.
Yeah. Remus Lupin.
Oh, Remus, Werewolf, Die-Hound. This is a really, like, werewolf in the first place. Vampire Academy? Or should I have something in between?
I was going to say, Remus, Dog, Psy-Hound, Vampire Academy.
Serious, though.
What?
I would work better with Sirius.
Yeah. Remus. I don't know.
Oh, you could also do Harry, Karen, Dead, Lisa, Vampire Academy.
Yeah. How about Percy?
Percy.
Percy, Mr. Sage, Vampire Academy. How about Fred and George?
Fred and George. There's no twins in Vampire Academy.
No.
Fred and George, Funny, Rose and Kristen, Vampire Academy. I don't know.
I don't know. That one's hard. How about Lucius Malfoy?
Malfoy.
Lucius Malfoy, not Draco.
Yeah, I know, but easier to say Malfoy. Malfoy.
Yeah. Lucius Malfoy, Cunning, Victor, Vampire Academy.
Oh yeah, that'll work.
I'm having fun just doing this.
I know, right? We need more people or things.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but Bertie bought every flavor paint just jumped into my head. But I don't know how we would get that to Vampire Academy.
Birdie Bots, Candy,
Sugar,
Sugar,
Rose.
I can't say it.
Say what?
I made a connection, but I can't say it. Okay, we're like Pottermore back to Vampire County.
What, you mean like the content in Pottermore or Pottermore in general?
Pottermore in general.
This is really hard.
I know. Pottermore. Game. Fight.
Game, fight, no. You can't jump from game to fight.
Game. Wrestling. Fight.
Novice. Vampire.
Novice. I was gonna say fight. I don't know. Yeah, that works.
That was weak, though. Okay, let's see. But wait, where did we get to fight and then I'm awakening? I'm like, how does fight come from Pottermore again?
How about Sword and the Stone?
Well, that's easy. Sorcerer, Stone, Alchemy, Sydney, Vampire Academy.
Yeah. Alice in Wonderland.
When did we get to Alice in Wonderland? I thought we were at Harry Potter.
I don't know. I have Alice in Wonderland sitting on my bed. I was planning to watch it tonight. Oh, Alice in Wonderland. Cool. Queen. Tatiana. Vampire Academy.
Oh, that'll work.
Alrighty.
Well, this has been a fun little blooper reel.
Oh, I know, right?